So I was having a conversation today, and it was all about what fuels us, what energizes us, what gets our engine moving. And it was a really fascinating conversation because it's not something I've thought about before, or at least it's not something that I've thought about in this context. And so the more I've been thinking and sitting with this conversation and what was shared, the more I realize I've got to hop on a microphone and I've got to share this and I've got to talk about it. So, what fuels you? What energizes you? What gets your engine moving? What is the motivation that gets you up in the morning and gets you out of bed? What is the fire that gets you to create, to play, to work? What is the fuel that fuels your engine? And I'm posing all of these questions at the beginning because before I really dive deep into this and before I really dive deep into my answers to these questions, I want to give you the opportunity to think about it for yourself. Maybe you rewind, you hit that, back 15-second thing a couple of times, and you write down those questions I just shared, and you come back to it, and then you listen to the rest of this episode, or you listen to this episode and you go back and you reflect, whatever works for you. I just hope you do spend a little time thinking about this because my wheels in my brain are turning big time around this. So, thinking about what fuels us, what fuels you? If we think about it, it's kind of a weird and different question. It's not something that we naturally think about or that we naturally spend time sitting with. And I think it's so important to do it because what fuels you, what motivates you, shapes the intention behind the things that you create. It shapes the intention behind the words that you share. It shapes the intention behind your relationships. It shapes the intention behind who you choose to be every single day when you show up at that meeting, when you show up for that coffee date, when you show up for yourself. What fuels you shapes and molds your intention. And so this conversation went a little bit like this. For years, and I mean years, like almost an entire lifetime, what has fueled me is stress. What has fueled me is anxiety. What has fueled me is the pressure of a deadline. Think about it. That is the environment that school and education and the workplace, quite frankly, especially if you're in the Western world, it's the culture and the environment that is created. It's based on a deadline structure. It's based on you have to get this number of tasks done within this timeline, within this deadline, or you risk the chance of being fired, or you risk the chance of receiving a bad grade. And so, for my whole life, the fuel that has fueled my fire, the fuel that has fueled my engine, is stress and anxiety and deadlines and pressure and putting that pressure on myself. Because the truth is that that environment exists, right? But it's how we choose to respond and react and show up within that environment that dictates how we respond. It dictates how we feel. It dictates how we choose to internalize that environment, that external world. And so I've created the same environment for myself with this podcast. I set up deadlines for myself. I set up schedules. I set up structure. And don't get me wrong, structure is so important, especially if you're somebody that needs it. And I am somebody that needs structure to feel grounded. It's how I've always been. And so for me, it's been so important to create that structure. But I've let that structure, I've let that pressure and deadline and stress and anxiety fuel me. And so I was challenged today in this conversation to pick something else to fuel me because my body is not in a situation or in a place where it wants to live or thrive in stress the same way it did maybe 10 years ago. And this is bringing up a whole other thought, which is, does the body ever really want to be in a state of stress? Does the mind ever really want to be in a state of stress? And the truth is maybe yes, because I think often we create situations, we create scenarios to either fulfill a self-fulfilling prophecy of what we want or expect or think should happen. And at the same time, if you're used to operating in a certain modality or a certain way of thinking or being, you'll continue to create that environment for yourself because that's what's comfortable. That's what you know. And so my body is like hell to the no about the stress. And I know you have been in this experience or this situation too, where you dramatically feel the effects of stress on your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, the list goes on. And so it's about cultivating an environment for myself in which what fuels me is not stress, in which what fuels me is not pressure of a deadline, in what fuels me is not anxiety. I was challenged today to create a structure, to envision a structure, to envision a life in which what fuels me looks different. And so I've spent a good amount of time thinking about this. I had quite a long drive today, and I thought a lot about this. And what I want to fuel my fire, what I want to fuel my engine, what I want to keep me going isn't stress, isn't anxiety, isn't pressure of a deadline, isn't how I worry or fear that something may or may not go. What I am consciously going to choose from this point forward as what fuels my engine is going to be this desire to want to serve and to share messages and stories that resonate and inspire, that invoke emotion in somebody else, that I know is going to touch somebody else, that ultimately remind us that we're not alone. We're not alone in what it is that we're experiencing. So that's what's going to fuel my engine, because the truth is that's what's been fueling my engine this whole time. I just wasn't aware of it. I wasn't awake to it. I wasn't consciously choosing it in any given moment. So sure, there's still going to be stress, and sure, there's still going to be anxiety, and sure, there's still going to be pressure of a deadline, because that is the world in which we live in right now. But it doesn't have to fuel me. It doesn't have to be the reason I get out of bed. In fact, I would argue it shouldn't be the reason any of us get out of bed. It should be the desire to have an impact. It should be the desire to serve others. It should be about choosing to be intentional in the way in which we show up in the world. It should be about choosing to be intentional about the impact that our actions and our words not only have on ourselves, but also on other people. It should be about knowing that our choices in any given moment have a positive effect on somebody else's life. And you know that you're doing that you're walking that walk, you're walking that talk, when you start to see the impact not only on yourself, but on other people. So this is what I'm consciously and intentionally choosing in this moment to fuel my engine. And I'm not going to lie, the messages that I receive via DM or in the comments on social media or the emails that I receive, those really help to fuel my engine too. In the last 3 weeks, I've received so many amazing messages, and they all have the same theme, which is watching me or hearing me share what it is that I'm going through or put myself out there and be vulnerable has inspired somebody else to do the same thing. So I received a lot of messages telling me how seeing me do this has inspired them to start a blog or write that book that they've always wanted to write or apply to that graduate program. Or someone even shared that they had the courage to ask for a promotion after listening to one of my episodes. I mean, say what? Like, I literally feel sometimes that they're sending those messages to the wrong people, because I'm not always thinking consciously about how this is going to impact somebody else. Does that make sense? Like, I have this desire to get on here and to share and to be vulnerable in ways that for my entire life, I never imagined I would be vulnerable in this way. So then to hear how it's impacted you or to hear how it's inspired you, it's freaking insane. Like, it's literally crazy. And so this is what fuels my engine. This is what's going to continue to fuel my engine. And I hope it's not coming off like I'm tooting my own horn, because that's totally not my intention here. But I guess one of my biggest takeaways, or what I'm really trying to say, is just that don't underestimate the power of your fuel. Don't underestimate the power of your intentions to not only shift and change your life and how you approach your life, but also the potential for it to impact somebody else along the way too. So it's about choosing every day to return to the mission behind this podcast. It's about choosing to return to why I started. It's about making the choice to run on passion and purpose and service and intention and impact, not stress and not anxiety and not pressure and not a deadline. So I challenge you to think about what it is that is fueling your engine. What is fueling your fire? Are you happy with it? Or is it time to rethink it? And is it time for a change? Do you need to remind yourself of why you started? It's really a fascinating thing to think about. Because at the end of the day, the intention behind what it is that we do, it impacts every aspect of our lives, from top to bottom. So let me know what you think. Let me know if this resonates with you. Let me know what is fueling your engine. What are you running on? I'm going to probably post something on Instagram about this. So either DM me or email me or comment on a post. Share with me what is fueling your engine. Let's get the conversation started and let's move closer to a space of intention and service. Because at the end of the day, that is what we are here for. I love you guys. This is honestly never going to stop being an honor for me to be able to come on here and to share these little flashes of thoughts and conversations and moments that I have with either myself or people in my life who inspire me. And so if you resonated with this, if this makes sense to you, if you're like, holy shit, yes, I would love it if you shared it with a friend or a family member or your social media community. If you want to support me and to support my work on this podcast, I would be so grateful if you would hit that subscribe button and leave us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or really wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Ratings and reviews really help us get seen by new people. I would be so grateful if you shared your feedback about this podcast in the form of a rating and review. And if you do, make sure to take a screenshot of that review and send it to Sydney@seekthejoypodcast.com. I will send you a giant thank you in the form of a virtual hug and some Seek the Joy podcast stickers and our guide for infusing more joy into your life. We also have a Patreon page, which is linked in the show notes for today's episode, if you feel so called to support us there too. And that's it. Oh, also, I hope that you have been participating in the month-long celebration of the one-year anniversary of Seek the Joy podcast. I've been hosting a different giveaway every week during the month of October. So I hope that you've been participating. It's not too late. If you haven't, we have two more giveaways left. So make sure to follow us on Instagram @SeekTheJoyPodcast to be able to enter to win. There have been so many amazing goodies this month. I'm so grateful to everyone who has donated to be part of this. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to hear about what is fueling you, what is fueling your engine. Until next time, seek the joy, and I will see you right back here pretty soon.